A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى أهلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it gives me great pleasure in welcoming you once again to this amazing silsila called Interpretations of Dreams. And alhamdulillah, in many parts of the world, it may be different times. Many people may be preparing to go and sleep, whilst many others are perhaps getting up from their sleeps. However, inshallah, azza wa jal, this silsila is specially designed to interpret the dreams which you have or the queries or questions that you would like to ask. So inshallah, azza wa jal, as usual, this is the routine that we encourage the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Before every silsila that you watch, that you can make some good intentions for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as watching the silsila right from the beginning to the end, and whatever good you learn, whatever good you understand, inshallah, perhaps you could jot them down, you could note them down, so that you could always refer to them at a later stage, inshallah, azza wa jal. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the silsila has many specialities. There are some beautiful packages. And inshallah, azza wa jal, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, and by authentic sources and books, inshallah, you will get the proper interpretations of your dreams, inshallah, azza wa jal. Yes, as well as this, that in the silsila, we have His Eminence, our respected honorable guest, who is going to be joining us all the way from Babul Madina, Pakistan. And before we listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let us welcome our guest, who is none other than our respected honorable Asad Bhai.
Inshallah, today we are going to watch a beautiful Madarin Guldasta while we were traveling in Naran Kagan, hilly areas of Pakistan, KPK.
Let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood and Salawat upon the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by a very great personality named Hazrat Sayyiduna Abul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, one day I was going somewhere and during my journey I had forgotten and lost my path. Since I could not find the way out, suddenly a person had appeared and told me that if you follow me, I would show you the path and the way out of this place. I was astonished and amazed as to who could this personality be. And the first name that came to my mind was none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. I then asked him to confirm that question or the doubt I had in my heart. I then asked him, what is your name? If you don't mind, could you reveal your name to me? He mentioned that my name is Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. I then asked him, and what is the name of that companion who is accompanied by yourself? He mentioned that this person who is with me, his name is Hazrat Sayyiduna Ilyas ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. Both these great personalities are the Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he then asked, have you ever seen the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? They mentioned, yes, we have been given this privilege and this honor to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I then asked, if it is so, then could you please narrate a hadith which you have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so that I could convey that hadith and that message to others as well. Allahu Akbar. They mentioned, yes, we have heard the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that the heart of the one who recites salat upon me is cleansed from hypocrisy just as clothes is cleaned and washed with water. Subhanallah. The heart of the one who recites darood and salawat upon me is cleansed from hypocrisy just as clothes is washed and cleaned by water. and the one who recites Sallallahu Ala Muhammad, 70 portals and 70 doors of rahmah and mercy is opened upon that person. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what an enlightening and refreshing parable and narration this is. May we gain the enthusiasm and the jazbah to increase the number of recitation of Durood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And indeed, you will see the barakah and blessings of that in this world, in the grave, as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Now inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to start taking our callers.
I'm asking about this dream on behalf of my wife. She had this dream when her mother passed away the same night. She dreamt of herself holding hands with her late mother, walking. Her mother was wearing a green pants and a green and gold dress with a green and gold scarf. And they came to a certain road, right? And my wife couldn't go further. But her mother went, across. And she went across the road. And the mother turned around and smiled and waved at my wife. Now my wife, the reason why she couldn't go across was because she was like stuck in that on that road. She couldn't go further. And she was telling her mother to wait. But her mother, when she crossed the road, as I mentioned, she smiled and waved and carried on by herself walking. My wife couldn't go across. Can you please, explain what the dream meant? Jazakallah khairan.
The interpretation of that dream is good because watching someone who has passed away in a nice way, in a nice dress, like she saw her mother. So that is a good sign. Ulama Karam say that if a person sees any person who has passed away in his dream and his condition is good, for example, he or she is smiling, talking in a nice way, wearing good clothes, eating something nice, sitting on a beautiful environment, in a beautiful environment. So, like that, if there is good signs apparently, so we should, in the confidence that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given him all the success and peace. So, we should make dua for her as well. But as per the condition which is seen in the dream, that is good for her.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Asad bhai, mouth and death is that which we all have to take taste of, and one day we will have to leave this world and go from this world. Many brothers, mashallah, we have seen in the past silsilas have been calling in, and many of them have seen their deceased and loved ones in their dream, Asad bhai. Indeed, this is also a message for us in a way that we should also prepare for our akhirah, for our death. And it's for this reason I would like to, mention a very beautiful narration by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are the statements and the quotations of the pious predecessors, what they have mentioned. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, he says that soon after listening to an eloquent piece of advice, when somebody gives a very good advice, people quickly become oblivious. Death is sufficient for an advice. Death itself, mort itself is a very good piece of advice. Time is sufficient to cause separation. Allahu Akbar. Waqt and time is that causes separation from your loved ones. And then he says, today we are in our homes and tomorrow we shall be in our graveyards. Allahu Akbar. Asad bhai, what can you mention something regarding this?
Yes, this is also the reality. Sometimes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows Muslims such kind of dreams. There is for example, alarm for him, and there is a reminder for the Muslim that he should remind his hereafter, he should be careful about the akhirah. And sometimes, alhamdulillah, the good people, the pious people, they take a very good lesson out of such kind of dreams. And we have read many stories in the books, in the history, that someone was busy in the committing sins, but when he saw such kind of dreams, so he repented from his sins and he started worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, following the footsteps of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the good fate. That person is very fortunate that he takes that dream in a way that he makes his life very good. But there are many people they don't have any care about the dreams, and they say, okay, this was the dream, and I don't have anything to do with that. So, taking nasiha, it is very good. There is a saying that the person who is sa'id, successful, good one, the one who takes the ibrat, lesson from the others. So before going into the grave, practically, because we have to go there, if we get the good lesson from the people they have left before us, so that would be very nice for us.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Asad Bhai, for that beautiful piece of advice. Please give us the next caller.
Yeah. I want you to interpret my dream, a dream my family member had. She saw plenty of white snakes. She just said, yeah, ghosts, and they started dancing. Could you please interpret this dream? Jazakallah.
Ameen, Allahumma, ameen. This brother had seen many white snakes in his dream, and when he said, ya ghawth al-madad, they ran away. So, Ji Asad Bhai, what is the interpretation?
There are two aspects of his dream. The one is enemy, because watching snake in the dream, this is the result of any enemy. The person who is not good for the person who has seen the dream. So he should take care. He should take care about him, because sometimes we are in the company of the people, they want to harm us. So we should be careful. And a Muslim is the person who doesn't make any zulm for others. And also, he saves him from the cruelty and all the oppressions. So, he should take care, because watching a snake is not a good sign. But at the second hand, because when he asked for the help to Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and this is the speciality of the Awliya Kiram, that by the given power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, with the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which is given to them especially, they help Muslims. So when he asked for help, so Alhamdulillah, snakes ran away and he was saved from that. So he should take care, number one. Number two, he should follow the footsteps of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, because he saw a good sign while asking for help in his dream. So what was the invitation of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and what is the invitation of the Awliya-e Kiram? We all know very well that they want to make Muslims pious. So that's why, Alhamdulillah, we make nisbat to Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And there are many fruits, good results, having ba'at in the silsila of any period, tariqat, jami sharait, the person who can make murid. So, Alhamdulillah, as we are qadri, attari, we are murid in the silsila of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. So, I will suggest for the caller, if he is not murid yet, and he has not made ba'at on the hand of any pious person, so he should be in the pious chain of Awliya Kiram in the silsila of ba'at. So, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah makes a murid of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He makes murid in the silsila of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. So, inshallah, there would be many benefits regarding hereafter, regarding akhirah, regarding shafa'at. Many things will be, gifts will be for us. But in this dunya, due to the nisbah, due to the divine connection with the awliya kiram, Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala saves people from the problems and many hardships.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah to the caller who had called in, and I'm sure he's satisfied with this wonderful interpretation which he has just received right now. And of course, this was a good invitation for him as well to follow the footsteps and the teachings of His Eminence Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, as well as he should become a murid, MashaAllah, so that he could receive further more blessings and barakah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Asad Bhai, before we go to the next caller, very quickly, if you could please enlighten us as to, there are many people out there who face a lot of hardships in their sleeps in terms of having nightmares and very bad, cruel dreams in which they cannot sleep thereafter. seeing terrible dreams of maybe perhaps lightning and creatures and things biting them and harming them in their sleep. And this happens quite frequently, Asad Bhai. Any advice you could give them as to how can a person protect himself from having such weird and harsh dreams?
Yes, it happens. Sometimes it is due to the shaitan. There are very bad dreams and continuously many people, they have to face such kind of dreams. So there is two suggestions for them. One is wazifa. If someone is facing such kind of problems, so he should recite Ya Mutakabbiru. This is the wazifa with the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So 21 times before going to sleep, and he should recite Durud-e Pak before and after 3 times. So 21 times Ya Mutakabbiru. If someone will recite, so inshallah he will get rid of watching such kind of bad dream. The second thing is that we should sleep according to Sunnah. If someone makes wuzu and his last discussion is about good things, he's not watching any bad thing. Some people, ma'azallah, before going to sleep, they watch dramas, films, and many bad things they see. So that is not good. Sometimes due to those bad things, our dreams can be wrong. So we should recite Isme Ilahi, Isme Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. We should recite Durud-e Pak before going to sleep. So inshallah azawajal, reciting Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times will save a person from such kind of horrible and bad dreams.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. I'm sure that the viewers and listeners of Madani channel will start practicing this in order to be saved from such bad dreams, inshallah azawajal. Okay, now we are going to be taking just 2 callers more, inshallah. Uske baad, we're going to go towards the beautiful package which have been designed for you, and I'm sure your queries or your questions could be answered in that beautiful, package which is going to be played for you. So please stay tuned to Madani channel. Ab dusre call ki janib jaate hain. Please give us the next caller.
Mulana Sahab, hope you're well. May Allah grant Madani channel to grow from strength to strength. Mulana Sahab, I had a dream the other night whereby I was in the masjid with my dad and I saw a commotion take place. And I went to, view, and I saw a guy, this guy is my neighbor, an old man. He was lying on the floor. His foot was severed. It looked as if he was having a heart attack. He had blood in his mouth. His teeth were out of his mouth, lying on the floor in the masjid. What does a dream mean? Jazakallah khairan.
What could be the interpretation of this dream, Asad Bhai?
Yes, first thing, we should not tell the person about the dream, because when you will tell any person, like that caller said, that he saw his neighbor in that bad condition, so he will be worried. So that's why we should not talk to him about the dream. Only we should make dua for him. Sometimes maybe there would be some accidentally things can happen to that person. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala showed us before happening that thing. So we can make dua, we should do some sadaqah, we should spend some money in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then we should make dua for all that Muslim brother. So inshallah azawajal, it would be better for him. It's not necessary that if someone has seen any person who is injured, that in fact the same thing will happen to him. It's not necessary. But we should make dua, we should make a sadaqah in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because sadaqah saves us from the difficulties, problems, hardships, and too many things.
Yes, they are very, very important, alhamdulillah. And the meanings and interpretations of these dreams are very intricate. Sometimes what we see or what we understand is not actually the meaning itself. But alhamdulillah, this is a monumental task and a phenomenal task which you have taken upon yourself, mashallah, by interpreting the dreams and giving the meanings of these dreams, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and now we are going to go to the next part of the silsila, and that is that wonderful and amazing package which has been designed for you, inshallah azawajal. So watch the silsila, watch this package, this Madani Guldasta or video clip should we say, and perhaps it could be the answers to the dreams which we have maybe seen in the past. So stay tuned to Madani channel, or ab hum package ki taraf جاتے ہیں. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Dear viewers of Madari channel, we are here among the mountains, and today I'm going to explain about the dreams. If someone sees in his dream about mountain, so what would be the interpretation for that? So basically, if someone sees that he is on a mountain, on a hill, and he is the owner of that mountain is in his position. If he watches that situation, so it means he will have the closeness to a big personality and will get many benefits from that personality. So in this sense, that dream is very good. And if he watches another situation, that he is pulling the mountain away from the place where it was before, so that means he will replace the big person, the big personality. And if he sees that he is on the mountain staying there, that means he will have the status like a big personality. So it is also a good sign for the person who has watched such kind of dreams. So he should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because to have a status, to have an honor among the community, it is a very good thing. But whenever you will get any status, so then you will be more careful, that you have to pay the rights of the people. You have to take care the rights of the people, especially those people which are under your position, under your power. So having a status, it is another thing, but to appreciate that status and to use that status according to the laws of Sharia, so that is more necessary and more important. And if he sees that he is climbing the mountain, but with the hardships, difficulties, so that means he will have to face some grief, he will have to face some problems. So if someone has seen that kind of dream, so he should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that may Allah save him from all the problems and difficulties. So it's not a good sign. And if he sees that he is coming down from the mountain, from the hill, from the top, so that means he will lose the status. So he should also make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because if a status which is appreciated in Quran and Sunnah, that is not against the Quran and Sunnah and the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that means that is a good thing. And losing that status, that ni'mah, means he is going to lose the bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So inshallah azza wa jal, the bad impact of that bad dream will not be shown. And if someone sees in his dream that he is on the mountain, he is giving azan, so that is also a good sign that his works will be done in a nice way, his works will be completed, so that is also a good sign. So I explained many times that if you have seen any good dream, the interpretation is told nice and good, so you should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because the good dreams are the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that is the special blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for this ummah, because mubasharat, good news is, and good dreams are the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is a complete definition about the good dreams and complete section of good dreams, and these are mentioned in ahadith. Sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan used to explain about the interpretations of the dreams. And Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he sent a person as a governor to a big area. So when that person started journey towards that area, on the way he saw a dream. That time he was near to Madina Munawwara. He thought that I am near to Madinatul Munawwara, so I should go and ask about the interpretation of that dream. So when he came back and asked the interpretation, Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied him that now your journey is cancelled and you are not going to that area as a governor. Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan amazed about the decision, and they asked the reason, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why you expel that governor? So Farooq Azam radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied that the interpretation of his dream was, in the future he will have the power and he will fight against Amir of the Muslimin of that time. So I expelled him, I cancelled his designation. This much conscious Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan were about the interpretations of the dream. So there are good dreams, bad dreams. When you see any bad dream and you are in trouble, so you should recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And also, if a person continuously watching bad dreams, horrible dreams, and he's worried about those, so he should recite Ya Mutakabbiru, this is a wazifa, 21 times before going to sleep. And he should recite 3 times Durud-e Pak in the beginning and 3 times in the end. And when he will recite this wazifa, inshallah azza wa jal, by the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will get rid of that bad dream. So this wazifa is written in Madani Pansura as well, on the page number 228, published by Maktabatul Madina. If you want to go through by these all wazif, so inshallah you will find there. So may Allah give us tawfiq and power to have good thoughts while we are waking. So we should think good, we should speak good, we should watch good, and we pray in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala while we are sleeping. So dreams should be good for us. Amin bi jahin nabi jil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah Asad bhai, this was a very excellent Madine Guldasta and video clip. Very, very informative and filled with so much of information. The height of the mountain, the falling from the mountain, the struggle whilst climbing the mountain, Allahu Akbar, and different interpretations for different things regarding the mountain. Asad bhai, first question that comes to my mind is that we have seen that it was very cold, and Asad bhai was also using a jacket to be warm. Asad bhai, this was really amazing to see snow behind you as well. Can you please give us a brief history or brief background as to how was this silsila made, mashallah?
Yes, alhamdulillah, it was my first experience in that area, but many times our mubalighin has went there. That is KPK, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, the province KPK. And the most of that province is situated among the mountains. So even in the other areas of the country, it is too hot. But in that area, as you mentioned earlier, the temperature was very low. And the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we can see there, the beauty is that that whole area, Kagan, Naran and Lulusar, Babusar, many areas are there. They are only for 7 months. So 5 to 6 months there is no life, because after August and September, these whole hills are covered with the heavy snowfall. So there is no life. Only some people live there, but they are stuck in the houses. They get their necessities and they cannot come out for 5 to 6 months. They cannot come out of their area. Only they can live within the area, and they are in the houses. So for 6-7 months, the whole area is open for the people. They come, they stay there, and after that they come back. Alhamdulillah, we have recorded many things there. The theme was bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, ni'maton ki talash, the search of the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That silsila was in Urdu last year, that was telecasted. And for this year, we have recorded a silsila about the ayah, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. In the light of that ayah, we tried to explain about the ways of earning in that area. That is 7-8,000 feet higher than the sea level. So in that area, in that big mountains, high mountains, how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala feeds people, how the people are getting risk in that area. So we have taken many interviews of the people, they were working there. So inshallah, during the Eid Qurban, 10th, 11th and 12th of Zulhijjah, inshallah, big Eid, we will telecast that. And also there were some other packages and some other segments for our English silsila, which is telecasted from UK. Maybe the name is Rise and Shine, like that. So alhamdulillah, that was a very beautiful thing there. And Dawat Islam is working there. It is also a very good thing. We have recorded a very beautiful segment with the students of Madrasatul Madina. In that hilly area, alhamdulillah, there is a place named Paras. There is a Madrasatul Madina, Madari Markaz is there, and many Hufaz-e-Karam are learning there. So that was all about our 7-8 days journey in that area.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Asad Bhai. Really, it was very great listening to the briefing that you had given us, a little history of as to how this transpired, how this happened. MashaAllah, Asad Bhai, it was a very, very good Madani Guldasta, very informative once again. Alhamdulillah, there are many brothers who have sent many, many messages. Some are saying, Jazakallah, very informative silsila interpretation of dreams. Some are making dua for the prosperity of Madani channel. Some are mentioning that they're going to send their dreams in the next coming silsila, inshallah. So we would like to thank the viewers and listeners of Madani channel once again for being part and parcel with us in this wonderful and amazing silsila. Lekin, not to dishearten you, we are going to take one more call, inshallah, Zawajal, and thereafter we are going to come towards the termination of the silsila. And yes, of course, you can join us again next week, same time and same place, inshallah. But before we close the silsila, I'm going to request the technician brother to please take this one last call, and thereafter we will conclude, inshallah.
You're speaking to Zubair from South Africa. Well done to Madani channel. The dream which we encountered was I was collecting lots of snakes, putting them into a plastic bag, and one snake jumped out and bit me. Jazakallah.
Once again, the brothers of South Africa only dream about snakes, Asad Bhai. There is something that we need to do, actually. I don't know in Pakistan,
you have
UK,
to make...
what they actually dream about. But in South Africa, mostly scorpions and snakes and animals and different types of creatures, Asad Bhai.
This is the reality even here in Pakistan. We can say the most thing which is seen in the dream, that is snake. So maybe it is also alarming for us that in the community there are too many enemies. So that is alarming for us. But about Africa, when we listen and the people, they don't know in detail about Africa. So maybe they have heard about Africa only animals. And even before going there in Africa, so many people we met that they were telling that when we were going to Africa, South Africa, other countries, so the thinking was on the roads we would see the lions, elephants, and many animals. So this is the general concept of Africa. But when I was there, and mashallah, I've spent too much time there, so that is not all over. In certain areas you can see the big animals. But about the snake, and especially about the caller Zubair, he should take care about his deeds, especially his company, especially the people, his friend circle, and the things what he do. So he should take care about the things. Maybe there will be something harmful for him.
Jazakallah, Asad Bhai, for that interpretation. And I'm sure all the callers have heard and listened to the interpretations that were given. So alhamdulillah, now we have come to the end of the silsila. And as we are concluding, firstly, we would like to thank and show our gratitude to our honorable guest, Asad Bhai, who had accompanied us in the silsila all the way from Babul Madina, Karachi, Pakistan. Jazakallah, Asad Bhai, and we request you to make some dua for us for prosperity and for istiqamat, inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us a tawfiq and power to do good deeds, and also may Allah save us from the all problems and troubles.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and now in conclusion, we would like to say that wherever we are or whoever you are, always remember the missionary statement of Dawat Islami, and that is simply, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Stay tuned to Madani channel and keep watching Madani channel. pass this message to others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.